have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
What is your problem? We had something. I felt it. I felt it on the bow, I felt it on the stern, then a few more times on the bow, then the stern again. Then you flip me over onto my starboard side. I even tried aft for the first time.
I'm on a boat.
This is the world of boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the boater, Mike the mariner, rounding out the crew. Okay, so Barry is on a kick to educate our passengers with the useless boating lingo. That you may not even have realized it was boating lingo. You know, like
scallywag.
Cul-de-sac. Well, cul-de-sac, you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
So that was one thing. But scallywag, he was telling me during the commercial break. He says, you know, Ellen keeps talking about she doesn't know what a scallywag is. Maybe we should tell our passengers accordingly what that is.
So a scallywag typically refers to a rascal, a scamp, or a mischievous person with roots in 19th century slang that also described treacherous Southerners during the American Civil War.
So basically,
or a scamp.
The entire world of boating crew.
Everyone here is a scallywag.
Mm-hmm. I've been called that.
Yeah, pirates would have been scallywags. You know, they were treacherous. They were, mischievous people.
Yeah,
scamp. Well, I haven't heard that term, and you were raised during those terms, right, Greg?
I don't know what you're talking about, Greg. Barry. Yeah,
old Greg.
Whatever, you scamp.
He's scamp. He's okay. Scallywag you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we got that. Do you think, Mike? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, boating season is here.
It is.
Well, and Florida winter is boating season for us, but
weather's great.
For the rest of the nation, boating weather is here, and if you want to avoid the most common mishaps, you really just need to make sure that you kind of give yourself a checklist. And one of the primary things is neglecting weather reports. So, you might be all excited about getting your boat ready and getting out there on the water. And you forget to check the weather and find out there's a cold front coming through that has a squall line associated with it.
Oh, look, it's so sunny out. What could possibly go wrong? I just saw a report where we're actually on the cusp of moving into another El Nino. For Florida, what that generally means is that we're going to have probably a pretty wet summer. It actually, El Nino helps us when it comes to hurricanes.
Right.
But the typical weather system pattern in Florida where you could almost set your watch to, okay, it's afternoon thunderstorm time. Let's go. Good Lord. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
And we're about to move into that. And those storms that come in through Florida through the afternoon can pretty scare the bejesus out of you sometimes with the lightning.
Believe me, I know. My boat got struck by lightning twice. Took out my electronics out. We've talked about that.
Hey, it doesn't matter if you're a scallywag or not. It could get you.
You will see Mike out there with the aluminum foil completely wrapping his boat and making sure it's tied to ground or to the water.
Look at that great big metal boat.
I don't think that's what he did, Barry.
Interestingly, the second most common mishap is over-reliance on your electronics. And I think a lot of people do that. I see people staring at their screens all the time, and the thing is, you should probably always, especially if you're going on a trip, 50, 60 miles up and down the intercoastal, you should have a backup chart, old school paper, and you should know your waters. You should study that and make sure that if something happens to your electronics, you're not just, looking around going, what do I do next? You should always have some situational awareness about what's around you and where you're going.
Right.
And that kind of plays into overconfidence. I think electronics kind of give you that crutch that you
false
rely
sense
on too
of
much.
Security. Yeah.
Right.
Well, they say that if you're using your GPS and let's say you put in your starting point and your destination for your car, Google will have you turn at different waypoints. Every turn is a waypoint.
Right.
But if you don't set that up, your course on your GPS before you leave, you may end up having one waypoint over dry land, or your course going through dry land to get to the other side. And if you're not paying attention, you're going to beat yourself.
Well, I guess so. In like my system, I can set a destination point, and it will actually mark out the entire route for me on navigable waters. And I put information into the electronics that I tell them how much my boat drafts.
Right.
I tell the system how much my boat drafts, and it takes me based on the chart where my boat can go. And
wow,
and I can actually turn on my autopilot, and the boat will drive itself there.
Yeah.
It could
be wrong. I mean,
you don't want to do that.
Right.
I don't use my autopilot. I do use my routing because I just like doing it. It's fun. But I don't use autopilot in restricted waters on a river because, there's too many variables.
Well, you're too close. Have a tide change, or it could have some, something other that got vessels. Dumped, a tree came down, right. That's where you got to still be paying attention. Right. You can't rely on it 100%.
Right. And autopilot is not a reason for you to not pay attention. Yeah,
and autopilot is tied to GPS, and GPS mm-hmm. can be messed with, especially when we're at war. It has been known that the government will degrade the GPS signal so that instead of having maybe a 10-foot variance, it may be a 100-foot variance, which could mm-hmm. be the difference between hitting a pier and going under the bridge.
And I have experienced that back when there was a war going on in the Middle East some years ago. I was running my dad's boat, and we were using autopilot, and we're both standing there watching everything. And I thought, isn't it interesting? We set our waypoint for this inlet to go in the northern part of the Florida Keys, and we're missing it by a half mile.
Oh my God!
But we were watching.
Yeah, you were watching it.
We were watching it, and we're like, yeah. So the GPS offset was adjusted, and I think what the military does is they probably have that adjustment built into their system, so it's accurate for them and a little off for others, right? So those are things that they do to make sure the enemy can't benefit from those technologies.
Right. But, correct.
Those are all things you have to be very, very situationally aware about.
So there was nothing about, don't forget to put the drain plug in your boat before you launch?
No? Well, that's a basic one. And I do have a funny story about that. When I was a kid, we went on a boat trip with our other family friends. We had three boats with us. And our one of my dad's best friends put his boat in the water. And we were getting my dad's boat unloaded off the trailer. And I looked over and my dad's friend's boat was sinking. I said, "Hey, Dad, his boat's a little low in the water, isn't it?" And my dad jumped in the water and stuck his finger in the
hole and held it in there
and waited for him to find his plug.
Wow, well, that's a true friend.
I can't get my finger back out. Oh no.
Yeah,
but you don't want to be that guy. Yeah, I mean that's the most common sinking issue for boats. Is like they forget to do the drain plug thing or
bilge raise pump the engine fails when they pull the boat
at the dock.
Up.
They sink. The most common places at the dock. But when you're out on the water, stuff happens. So have a plan. That's right.
Have a plan.
Yeah, just like every time I go out boating with Barry, we have a quick little discussion, and we say if we're going to go offshore and we lose power and we become, adrift.
Oh no!
Who are we going to eat first to survive?
Right. It's not me anymore. I'm sorry. All
fat
that juicy
is flavor.
Stuff.
And
the
so
fat is
Barry,
going away.
Well, it is.
Have actually, a problem.
That's actually a crucial point, and that is communicating with the people that are out on your boat. I mean, sometimes I'll have 10 people or more on my boat, and before we leave the dock, I always do a little orientation.
Here's where the you're the one we're going to eat first. So
disgusting.
You got to get that out of the way. But otherwise, if you wait till the last minute, it's going to be very awkward. On that disturbing note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Come back here, you barnacle-bitten slob.
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.